Hey, this is Rick from Middleton Family Medicine. How can I help you?
Hi, yes. My name is Mark Tumino. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can. I can, yeah.
Okay. I have a bill that mm-hmm. listed under my son, but it was actually my wife. So let's see. I can give you the patient 6647A9808.
And her name is Ellen?
Ellen, yes. But at the top it says guarantor Jonathan Tumino. That's my son.
Oh, just give me a minute. Yeah, it can be because it is just give me. Oh, yeah, because Jonathan is guarantor for your wife's account. So, yeah, I think it's just mentioned over there. But the outstanding is in your wife's account of 9208.
Yeah, but he's not the guarantor. Well, what does that mean, guarantor?
Okay, so, over here it says Jonathan Tumino.
Yeah, that's my son.
Okay, so it should be you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just give me a minute. And your name is Mark, right?
Yes.
Okay, just give me a minute. I'll just update the guarantor over here then.
Okay, because I got to submit. I guess I didn't know about this bill. It's past due for Alan.
And your date of birth is?
10/31/67.
10/31/67, yeah. 67, okay. Just give me a minute and I might need an email address. Just let me see. I do have one on file, that is MARCISTA587@gmail.com. That's the email address.
Should be M, like Mary, E as in Edward, T as in Tom, U as umbrella, M as in Mary, 456
@gmail.com. Okay. Okay, no worries. Just give me a minute. Let me just go ahead and update that from my side. And yeah, it's all good. Now you are the guarantor for your wife's account, yeah?
Okay, so basically whatever I owe is the insurance didn't pay.
That's all the deductibles.
Okay. Okay. I'll let me submit that now and I just wanted to fix the guarantor thing then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
So, do you want to make the payment right now or from your patient portal? If you want, we can do that,
well,
yeah.
I have an HSA account.
Okay, then no worries. Yeah, you can go ahead and do that from your side, from the patient portal. Yeah, no worries.
Yeah. I'll do that on my end.
Okay, no worries. Yeah, Mark, have a good day then.
Oh, wait a minute.
Okay.
Actually, to do it, she has to have a login.
Okay.
I can't do it from my portal, can I?
No, I don't have you over here as. I don't see. I don't think you have the access for her account.
Oh, but it says actually. It says go online. Say go to payment.athena.health.com. Enter your code.
Mm-hmm. So if you will use your wife's email, the email I have is metum1@wasn.net. So then you will be able to log in that account, yeah. I think you will just need the ID and password, that's it. And then you can log into the account.
Okay. Well, can I pay it with you?
Yeah, sure, we can do that, but just let me see if I can, because it's an HSA card, right? So let us try it once if we can, yeah.
Can you do it?
Yeah, we can, yeah. Just give me a moment. Let me open up the portal then.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And if you want the access for your wife's account, whenever your wife is visiting us at the office, you can ask the front desk to add you over there. Then you will have the access for the portal as well.
Okay. Can I make a payment for you or no? I can do it through you?
Yeah, we can. Yeah, that won't be a problem. Yeah, we can.
Okay. You ready?
Just give me a minute. It's just taking a little bit longer than usual for the portal to open up. It's just taking longer to open up the portal. Is it okay if I give you a call back once I have the access on that? I think it's just an internet issue. Oh, no worries, yeah. It's all good. I do have the access now. Just give me a minute and... Yeah, you can go ahead with the card number.
Okay, it's 5211-3050-7344-5337.
So that will be 5211-3050-7344-5337. And yes. Is there any expiry over there on the card?
10/29.
And is it under your name or Alan's name?
It's under my name.
Okay, so that will be Mark. And no initials, right?
I'm sorry?
Middle initial. No middle initial, right?
No. No.
Okay.
Do you need the code, the 3-digit code?
No, that should be good. Yeah, I don't need that code, yeah.
Okay.
Let me just go ahead and...
Okay.
Yeah, it's all good. I'm just going to send you the receipt on the email I have here. Is mutum1@version.net. That's for your wife. Should I use your email?
You can use my email.
Okay, just give me a minute. Just a minute, I'll just send that over there as well. So the one you gave me a while ago, that's the one, right? mutum46
yes.
@gmail.com. Okay, just give me a minute.
456, yeah, 456.
I have already sent you the receipt and yeah, you should receive it soon.
Okay.
Anything else I can help you with this account?
Actually under my account, if you look under Mark, I believe I have a $10 bill or something.
Okay, just give me a minute, let me see that on your account. If you can just help me with your account number or date of birth. 10/31/1967. And that will be Mark. Yeah, there is a $10 outstanding over here as well, yeah.
And what was the date on that?
That is a copay for visit on June 17th.
Yeah, that was from a workman's claim, workman's comp claim. Do you need a number for that?
Just give me a minute. This was supposed to be a worker's comp claim. Okay. Because this was submitted to your health insurance.
Yeah, it shouldn't be submitted because it was a workman's comp.
Okay. Just give me a minute. Let me just review the encounter summary over here. Okay. Okay, so the injury date was June 12th, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. We might need to review this claim as the notes I have. It is not mentioned over that this was a work-related injury. So I will need to forward this to the doctor. He might need to review this again from his side, as it was not submitted to workers' comp, and there is nothing mentioned over here that says that this was a work-related injury.
Okay, because I remember calling, giving someone the number, the workman's claim number.
I do have that over here. Yeah, I do have all that information. I believe, we do have all that information over here, and it is still unverified.
Okay.
Yeah, the status is still unverified. But
any other bills?
No, I don't see any other bills. No, that's it. Just the $10 one.
So that one you're gonna send it back to the doctor?
Yeah, I'll just have him review this claim.
Okay.
Yeah, if it needs to go to the workers' comp.
Okay. I think that's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, no worries, Mark. Thank you. Have a good day, then. Bye.
You too. Bye bye.